This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
We won't keep you waiting. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah,
this
will.
Is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello and good morning. Happy Moon Day.
Happy Moon Day to you as well, Bradley Trainer. It's the start of a new week.
Yeah, very exciting.
We've had a little break in that oppressively hot weather. Get outside, enjoy getting that vitamin D.
Oh,
right. What? You want to talk about Bennifer?
I do, you guys. Okay, Bennifer 2.0.
Because they certainly want us to be talking about them.
I've got some updates for you on the hot publicationship of the summer.
P.O.S.
By the way, you know, much to my chagrin, I feel like Kanye West and Arena Shake are not doing it the way they should be doing it, because we're getting all sorts of headlines out of B-Low, mm-hmm. or what are we calling him?
Bennifer. 2.0.
I like Blow. That might be kind of fun, right? Anyway, Bennifer 2.0 is serving up headlines in a way that Shest is not. Ben Affleck, though, and Jennifer Lopez, they have reunited yet again. How many times can they reunite? I love this.
Yeah, right.
This storyline, right? Like, they reunited when they got together again.
Right, so it was the first reunion. But then every time they see each other, is it still a reunion?
Yeah, because they were just reunited in L.A. The duo reunited after Ben spent some time bonding with J-Lo's mom earlier this week. Which, by the way, put a pin in that, because there is so much going on, I don't even know where to start. So I'm going to start here. They got together. Exclusive. You know, this is People Magazine gave us this exclusive.
Right.
Which means what?
Means it's coming from one of their mouths.
Call is coming from inside the house. A source told People that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez reunited on Friday after a brief time apart. That's not reunite.
No, that's just,
like
hanging out again.
Got back together after being together and then not for a hot second.
They just saw each other again.
Affleck had previously spent time bonding with J-Lo's mom. Okay, this was the side story. I know I heard about this, and I don't know, details didn't click. Let's sit with this for a moment.
Okay. Are we sitting?
Yeah,
sitting? Yeah,
I was waiting.
Yeah,
I'm
sitting
like
now.
You were sitting.
I am
okay.
Now.
Ben Affleck previously spent time bonding with Jennifer Lopez's mom, Guadalupe Rodriguez, earlier in the week when the Justice League star, Ben Affleck, was seen directing an undisclosed project in Las Vegas that, featured Rodriguez, age 76, on the set. A source previously told People that Lupe was there to film a fun cameo. He's putting her mom in movies.
I
love this.
I
you
thought
guys.
You were just making up a story. That's real.
Oh, that's legit. Yeah, quote, in the past...
Will they stop at nothing?
In the past, these two were very close. Guadalupe loved Ben. This is the source talking. I don't know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
Guadalupe loved Ben. She was sad when they couldn't work things out. Because, you know, moms are like that. They're like, oh, I just love that, Ben. I wish you would have made it work.
Let me tell you, in Turkish romantic comedies, the parents are always meddling in the relationships.
Here we go. Jennifer, well, there are no Turks in this particular love tale, but at least that we're aware of.
There might be turkeys.
That's true.
Hey, all right, he'll be here all day.
They might be pulling your leg, your turkey leg. I don't know.
No.
But anyway, Jennifer's very close with her mom, and it's very important to her that whoever she's with gets along with her mom. So, like, Jennifer loves that Ben and Guadalupe hang out in Las Vegas.
Okay, pause.
They both love gambling and had fun at the Wynn.
Okay, pause.
So they're even getting SponCon in here.
Jennifer is close with her mom, and it's very important to her that the person she is with gets along with her mom. Reed puts her mom in movies.
Well, I mean, not a bad side, Benny.
Right?
Right? Okay, so that's the thing. They got back together after not being apart. Whatever. Now we need to take a turn and talk about a whole nother aspect of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck having a hot summer of love.
Okay.
Do you remember this whole storyline that she was relocating to L.A.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that happened just days after we saw her walking around at a school with a notepad.
And a pencil.
And a pencil. Because she was taking copious notes about schools for her children, Emmy and Max.
Wet the
lead, of course, you have to.
So that you can,
I think that's not good. That doesn't feel healthy either.
Lead poisoning. Mm. I think it killed the Romans.
It's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that was a storyline. I'm sorry. We're a fool.
It's very Monday.
We're a fool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm confused because I saw this headline over on TMZ that says, J-Lo's house, wave of fake 911 calls that won't stop. The LAPD is fed up. Wait a minute. Jennifer Lopez house in L.A.? But she's moving to L.A.
Okay, so this is where you know. Oh, Bradley, yes. We should have known.
I'm just going to tell you the story, and then you can...
Okay, go ahead.
Do you mind?
No.
And then you can...
Absolutely.
Connect the
Keep
dots.
Telling me the story.
I just want to get you the details, and then I think I know where you're going to go. But someone has a beef with Jennifer Lopez and way too much time on their hands.
Probably A-Rod.
I was going to say, hello. Obviously, somebody needs to find out what Mr. Rodriguez is doing. Anyway. And it's bleeping off cops who continue to get flooded with 911 calls to go to her L.A. home nearly 6 months after this annoyance started. L.A. sources tell TMZ LAPD units are still responding to the singer's house. She's basically become a victim of the swatting. Remember that when that was
a big thing?
So somebody keeps
swatting her.
Yeah. So like the cops get called, they have to go over there and, you know, it paralyzes. Well, it doesn't paralyze perhaps, but it certainly takes away resources that could be used to, I don't know, fight crime.
Yeah. Thank you.
Et cetera. So that's the story. Now, connect the dots.
Well, the first thing I was going to say was, you know, I think we actually said this when the reports started coming out about her relocating to L.A. We were like, of course she's got property there. Like, you, of course she does.
Well, yeah.
Because celebrities pick up property like I pick up toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, at the convenience.
Love to pick up toilet paper. Off
just
the floor. Saying,
you know, when you're doing, like, you know, a swing through the old Target, you got to throw
toilet
paper. Even if you don't need it, you should have it. Okay? We learned that the hard way. Any hoozy whatsy. So it's not like a shock that she has a home in L.A. What should be shocking, or not really shocking, but astute listeners of the Colleen and Bradley show should be picking up on, is that the storyline was that she was going to relocate to L.A. If you just have houses in places, you can just move there whenever you want. It's not like a major relocation. That is a storyline that they wanted you to read.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, J-Lo's going back to L.A. Meanwhile, the home that she already has in L.A. has been being swatted for 6 months. Okay, mm-hmm. Anyone? So, yeah, to your point, it's just she's got properties all over. In fact, the very story that told us that she was relocating to L.A. also said that she is relocating to L.A., although would be spending a fair amount of time in the Hamptons this summer as well at her Hamptons property.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So which is it? She's relocating to L.A., but also she was relocating from Miami to L.A. when she didn't actually, she was renting a place in Miami, which mm-hmm. I find odd, actually, that she doesn't own a home in Miami.
Well,
I feel like anyone has property in Miami, but maybe she does. And she just rented a love nest for Ben Affleck because it was more Instagram worthy.
Well, that was for our pleasure.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's rent this house on the water so I can stretch.
Yeah.
And
in
Ben
full
can
view
smoke.
Of paparazzi on boats. I mean, that's really what
exactly.
that amounts to.
So we're
where
getting
will
played.
They get the best pictures of us?
Dear listener, you're getting played. It's still, you know, it's the best. It's the best game in town, so I'm not sure where it's going to end up. I don't know where we're going to be as a family in the fall with these folks.
I'm not real sure either.
But I just don't get the impression it's going to be like wedding bells.
I want to hope. Yes, I don't
it's
either.
Like a premiere of a film.
I think I've said this before. I really do hope they've mapped out kind of the storyline, the trajectory of this.
Although we should just read the plot of Shotgun Wedding to find out where the story's going.
True.
Because I feel like that's what this is all about anyway. Anyway.
Well, I just was going to say, I my hope for those two is that they really have mapped out the trajectory of the storyline. Honestly, because what happens when you get committed boring. And you're in there and then it starts to fizzle and then you're suddenly Chonis.
You're Chonis.
Or you're Shamila.
Shamila,
you know, and they're just like, oh, we don't know what our next move should be to get attention. Like,
yeah.
We can't. Like, you have to end up having a baby or something.
Yeah. Well, then you just look sad like Jennifer Lawrence and Cook Maroney, who are frequently being cited on rare sightings.
Yeah.
Funny how that works.
Out for walks in New York City.
Rare. Another rare sighting.
Mm-hmm. Frequent.
What? Frequent rare sightings. Frequently
rare sightings. Okay.
All right. That actually is going to be...
Frequent rare sightings.
That's going to be a chapter in my autobiography.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither, okay. But I'm going to work on it. Okay. Thanks.
You got about 4.5 minutes, probably.
Cool. Okay. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert.
On My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here, and with her, she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's our friend Elizabeth Reese with the Dirt Alert. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. It's a Monday.
Happy Monday.
Feel kind of off kilter. Like,
a little bit.
We can relate.
If I'm going to do the right thing at the right time, but we'll find out. So far, it's okay.
The story will be written.
No kidding. Okay, guys. People do not know what to think about the new leggings from Rihanna's line, Fenty. What? So they are these Savage and Fenty leggings.
Okay.
They are basically... Okay, so you know what a legging is. I don't have to explain that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, but then in the back, you know where like the back comes up over your butt?
Yeah.
So instead of that, it's like a crisscross.
Oh, no.
Going all the way down. No. I would say probably on most people, depending on the length of your crack, it would be like 3/4 of the way down.
Definitely.
Oh, that's like.
Am I describing this okay?
Yeah.
That's some beavage, I think we call it.
Yeah, butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage, exactly. They also happen
to be. I would call it bleavage, Bradley, because.
Bleavage just sounds...
Beavage sounds like something else.
Yeah. That would be the other side.
Of the other side.
But Holly and Colleen, I'm glad you brought that up because they're also crotchless.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. This is what...
Well, what's the point?
I don't know, Holly. I don't know.
That's
I mean, you are a yoga professional. Is this something that you feel
that's
is like okay
that's like
wear?
When you open up your Amazon box and you find another box. Like, it is unnecessary. You just don't need the outside box.
That drives me crazy. That does happen so much.
Right? You're like, what? Wait.
So
here's the
people
deal.
People are kind of split about this on social media.
No pun intended. Hey-o. All right.
I know. Someone said it's a vent. It's called fashion. So
no.
That's what the crotchless part is, that it's a vent.
No. Here's what's going on.
Nobody
guys,
wants
I just want
to
be
that.
Clear about what's happening. What's happening is people are trying. It's just like it's like what they're doing with television and movies.
What?
There are only the clothes that there are in the world. So when you're trying to remake a legging, you have to do weird stuff.
I mean, who needs legs on pants?
Here's what we want from leggings. We want them to be higher waisted, more, and more opaque and softer. That's all I want.
And I would like a nice tummy control. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100% with you on that.
Yeah, just a little reinforcement in the belly area.
I like to feel like everything is like held in.
Yeah.
Just because that feels better.
Yep. Just compress it all.
Also, this is just not practical. Like, I just feel like you're going to get... This is just, like, sweaty. And
nothing
I
about
just,
this is practical.
Yeah.
No.
Like,
no.
You're not going to want to sit in those.
Right.
Because you're gonna like, if you're sitting on, like, a vinyl chair, you're
or
just going to,
like when
stick.
The yoga instructor says left leg high.
Yeah, you don't...
I mean, let's just be clear about...
Yeah, all that's going to happen.
Holly, did I do that right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, good.
Hello.
Thank you. There's an unidentified bidder who has spent $28 million in an auction to join Jeff Bezos's flight into space.
Wow.
So So
who is it? Who is it?
We don't know, but apparently this person will be revealed in the weeks to come.
Oh.
The trip is happening July 20th.
It's Jeff Lance Bass, guys.
Yeah.
That makes it be.
Great.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there was an auction for a trip to space alongside Jeff and his brother, and it ended, and the winning bid was $28 million. Roughly 7,600 people from 159 countries registered to bid on the forthcoming trip. This is according to Blue Origin, which is the aerospace manufacturing and spaceflight company that Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Amazon, who is a billionaire. He's generally the richest man in the world, but then sometimes it flips, you know.
I mean, it could be
on like a bad stock day. Then, you know, maybe Elon Musk takes over.
Maybe Richard Branson.
I just am stuck on something you said earlier,
please,
which was that 79 people from how many different
7,600 people.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
From 159 countries.
I got the numbers
registered
all wrong.
To bid on the trip.
That means that's a lot of people with a lot of money.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. And they don't want you to know that.
The bidding started at $4.8 million. Mm-mm. It slowly got higher and higher for the first 2 minutes till it reached $10 million. Then in the third minute, the amount doubled to $20 million. It took less than 6 minutes to reach the final bid.
Wow. This is so cool. I just want to see, like, I just want to see how this all goes.
Like,
Yeah, I want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch it on the TV.
I know, and it's going to feel, I feel very nervous every time something goes into space. I was very young when the Challenger exploded.
Yeah.
And I know I didn't watch it in school because everybody says, apparently everyone
that's
says
a Mandela
have this
effect.
Memory. Yeah, you have this memory that you watched it in school. You didn't. You were watching like a replay. But I remember talking about it and hearing about it. I mean, I was a little kid. And so every time I see a rocket go up into space, I think it's going to explode.
Yeah.
This happened to me with helicopters for a while because this is kind of a grim story. But when I was working in news in Green Bay, I saw a helicopter crash outside of my window of my apartment.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really terrible. It was a medical flight and they were doing practices and then it fell and the pilot died. It was awful.
Oh, that's horrible.
But then you get in your mind, like every time I would see a helicopter for years after, I would be like, when's it going to fall?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have that in your...
Well, yeah, it's just like that's the way that your brain has wired that.
I don't even know if I can watch it live is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think I'm
going
to have to watch it later.
Wait until everything's back and safe and then you can watch it.
I guess. I don't know. Guys, I'm kind of liking this season of The Bachelorette. I'm going to watch tonight's episode.
Whoa.
So what are you liking about it?
Because I like that they've got these former Bachelorettes as the hosts. I think Tayshia and Caitlin are very fun because they're like the peanut gallery and they're adding their own opinions about stuff and they're like piping in and they're going, oh my gosh, I like him or he's really fun or oh, she really
when you say
lit
that they're
up when she saw him.
Piping in, do you mean like doing color commentary or are they talking to the Bachelorette about
well, a little that? Bit. They're talking to her and giving her advice.
Okay.
But even more fun is when, you know, like when they had all the guys come out of the limo in the season premiere last week.
Uh-huh.
Tayshia and Caitlin were peering out of a window and they would be like banging on the windows and like yelling to each other. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. It was fun.
Okay.
I kind of think you guys would like it.
Okay. I'm going to think about it.
You don't have to commit, but I'm just telling you, it is a fresh spin. You know how Chris Harrison was just so stuffy and kind of lazy about the gig?
Yeah, I mean, because it was like, And it he just never, went through the motions.
And it had never evolved into anything different. And right. guys, things have to evolve, right?
So agreed.
It had never evolved into anything different. And so now that it's something different, I think it's fun. And now I'm really looking forward to it. You don't have to watch this season, but the next one, which is going to start in the fall, is Michelle, who is the teacher from Minnesota. She's the Bachelorette.
Well, we'll
I need
watch
you to commit
episode.
To watching mm-hmm. that.
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely. Episode. We'll definitely watch at least one episode.
Okay. Well, that's not... That is not at all.
Elizabeth, take what you can get.
Okay. Like, what is happening here? Okay.
That's the best we can do.
We don't want to box ourselves in this early.
I don't know what I don't know what I'm going to have going on that night.
You're not going to have anything. It's on a Monday.
Well, like, it's also
you'd be surprised.
On DVR.
Well, tell those kids to take themselves to baseball.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, soon enough. That's the sad, scary part.
Hockey again. Oh,
oh gosh. Well, hold on a second.
So the X Factor UK. Remember when Britney Spears was on that?
Yes.
So there's a judge from it, Lewis Walsh, who claimed in a new interview that when Britney Spears did the show in 2012, she was on so much medication that she could barely sit up straight in the chair. He said, you know, he was sitting with Britney for 2 days.
It's really interesting because I read through the report of that in Page Six, and I was trying to sort of like sort out, and I think we're going to talk about it, maybe touch on it a little bit later in the show.
Good idea.
But I was trying to decide, like, what is it that they want us to think about that? Not really what he's saying, but what is it that they're wanting us to get from this story?
I don't know.
Right? Because there's multiple reasons a person might be on a lot of medication.
Yeah, but he said she couldn't sit up.
Right.
She was sitting there physically, but wasn't there mentally. She had a lot of problems.
Well, then we should all be looking at the conservators.
Yeah.
Because that's who made her do that.
Yeah. You're right about that.
Yep. Elizabeth Reese, thank you so much.
Thanks, friends.
Thank you.
For that Dirt Alert. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we are going to solve some pop culture mysteries in the form of blind items. Blinded by the Item, coming up next on MyTalk 107.1. We've got some pop culture mysteries to solve on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Oh, hey. How's Hi. It going? We solve these mysteries in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in a little segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh. And swassy celebrity gossip mysteries to solve. Get out the gold bond for this first mystery. The permanent one-named A-plus list singer fired the Oscar winner. NT Lawyer told you that much months ago. The Oscar-winning writer was fired because she was too raw and too honest and too good at smelling BS when she heard it. Instead of having a great biopic, our singer's more interested in a nice, sanitized Freddie Mercury version that ignores the bad. Dude. So she hired someone who will write what she says and who writes really bad movies.
Madonna. And Diablo.
Or I almost said Dakota.
Fanning.
Johnson.
Jennings. Diablo
Cootie.
That's
okay over there.
Dublu Cootie. Academy Award winning screen.
Dublu Cootie.
Yeah. So Madonna, she fired Diablo Cody. NT Lawyer informed us of that months ago. And the reason that Diablo was fired from Madonna's biopic
was because she was going to write a good movie.
Because she was going to write a good movie, but Madonna doesn't
that
want
we actually
that.
Actually wanted to see.
Right.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know.
Well, now she's going for the cash grab, Freddie Mercury, Bohemian Rhapsody kind of biopic.
You know, look, I don't blame her because, like, I'm sorry if I'm Madonna. I'm doing the film I want.
Right.
And if you want to do the film you want to do, either do it on your own dime or wait till I'm dead.
Noted.
No, I'm just saying, like, do we expect that?
No, she doesn't. So she's not going to do what, like, Elton John did, where Elton John, because Elton John has done some work on himself, he's going to show
clearly
some of the not great parts of him.
Well, and he's been honest about that in the past in a way that Madonna perhaps has not. We don't know about certain aspects of Madonna. She's been very curated throughout her entire career.
Yeah. Fine. I'm going to see a bad movie.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. I mean, we're all going to not. I will have to watch it. Yep.
Yeah, you will be watching
you
it.
You will be watching it. Can't
you
wait.
You know what? Can I just
review.
Nominate you to be the one to tell us about it, sure. and then I don't
yeah.
have to?
Sure. Yeah, yeah, that's You're your
welcome.
Homework.
Thank you.
You're Thanks. Welcome. It's my gift to you. Mm. And good luck.
Next. Blinded by the item.
Here's our next celebrity gossip mystery. The manipulative manager knows the most recent offering from this foreign-born former A-plus list tweener stinks. Ticket sales for the recently postponed tour were awful, and with so much competition next year, wants the singer to record another album and wants him to spend millions on really good songs just so the manager can make a ton of money on the tour.
Justin Bieber and Scooter Brown. We didn't practice our song, you guys.
It was a beautiful
just
duet
so you know.
Filled with correct answers. Yes, Scooter
Perfect.
Braun. And Justin Bieber, let's fill in the blank. So Scooter Braun knows that the most recent offering from Justin Bieber kind of stunk. Ticket sales for Justin Bieber's postponed tour were awful. And with so much competition in the touring world next year, Scooter Braun wants Justin Bieber to record another album and spend millions of dollars on really good songs so Scooter Braun can cash in on the tour part.
You know what's really weird about that is I actually have found myself enjoying his two songs that that have been out. From this album.
Right.
So okay. I can't, it's weird to, I just, it's weird to me to hear it being referred to as like a flop.
How are you listening to his music?
Sometimes we play it on bumpers and then I go, oh, I kind of like that. I like that song. And then I put it on my Spotify.
Got it.
So I listen with my ears in my car.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's true.
Car, it's like a iPod you can drive.
Yeah. I do like that. We just played it. That Peaches.
I pull my peaches out in Georgia or take my peaches out in Georgia. I take my peaches out in Georgia. And then I do my weave in something.
That's weed.
Oh, my weave from California. That's weed?
Yes.
Oh.
See, it makes sense.
I know that. It was a joke, you boobs.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, I thought Justin Bieber was talking about his weave.
You never know. Here's our next celebrity gossip mystery. This former AA minus list singer / possible murder suspect who got lucky there wasn't another is just calling out truths about this A-list musician who's a multiple Oscar winner / nominee. He's all caught up in this whole A-literate singer's ongoing sexual predator issues and hasn't addressed his involvement.
This is so juicy and I have no idea where to start.
Three people.
Okay, former A/A-minus list singer / possible murder suspect?
Yes.
Okay, and we know all these people.
Like legit murder suspect or like that's the
That's
rumor.
The gossip.
Got it.
But this person has somebody that was close to them that passed away. What NT lawyer is, that is a conspiratorial designation on this person. So let's just focus that they are a former A-minus list singer / musician. Let's frame it that way.
Okay, and then there's another A-list musician, multiple Oscar winner / nominee.
Yep, and an A-literate singer. So you got to think about all that.
Who has sexual predator issues?
Yes.
Do we know about the sexual predator issues?
Yes.
Predator? Oh.
Oh, Marilyn Manson.
Yep.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
A minus list singer.
Yeah. Musician. Let's focus on that. The murder thing, put that over in tinfoil.
Yeah,
hat
and
world.
We'll deal
what
with
kind
that
of
later.
Singer?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
This person has also acted.
Huey Lewis. I'm just kidding.
Axl Rose.
This person is a lady.
Oh, cool. Courtney Love.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is calling. And then. Now, A-list musician
who's a
multiple
share.
Oscar winner / nominee. Is this a female or a male?
It's a guy.
It's a guy person. Mm-hmm. Okay. A-list musician who's a multiple Oscar winner / nominee.
They've won two Oscars.
Okay.
Oh, like music Oscars?
Music Oscars. And they were associated at one point in time in their career with Marilyn Manson.
Oh, Michael Bublé. Who was associated with Marilyn Manson?
Back in the 90s. A rock and roll guy as well. A little industrial music.
No, this is too
recorded
hard.
Recorded with a band.
Marilyn Manson recorded with a band?
Well, yeah. Well, Marilyn Manson was his name, the name of the band. But Marilyn Manson got his start because of this guy.
Okay, I guess I don't know enough about Marilyn Manson.
Alternative rock back career. In the 90s. This guy had a really big album with the Downward Spiral.
It's the Downward Spiral?
Yeah, that's the name of the album that was popular from the band of this guy.
Eddie Vedder?
Oh, come on now.
Oh, I don't know.
Trent Reznor.
Oh, yeah. Nine Inch Nails. I was never going to get there.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That actually makes sense now that you say that.
I almost know as much about rock and roll as I do sports. So.
Yeah.
Well, let me fill in the blank for you. So, okay, Courtney Love is calling out truths about Trent Reznor because Trent Reznor is all cut up in Marilyn Manson's ongoing sexual predator issues and hasn't addressed his involvement. Now, if you were paying attention to Instagram over the weekend, Courtney Love laid it all out. She was going against Dave Grohl, Trent Reznor, all of these guys.
Wow.
And she was just, you know, anti-lawyer saying what she had to say is actually the truth.
Wow.
I would like to give props to Skipperit. And Andrew on Twitter.
Skipper and Andrew?
Thank you to both of you.
Thank you.
For pointing out the obvious
we apologize that we didn't.
With our own ears.
Yeah. See those
or
in
brands.
Time.
You know what I mean?
You tried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Words.
Here's what does a Nine Inch Nails do again?
Oh, like,
what
they want to bleep you.
Like an animal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that song.
I wish we had some time to really.
I want to bleep you like an animal.
All right, cool. Next.
All right, let's do one more celebrity gossip mystery. Let's go to the last one here. This Offspring, who is a horrible actress and failed reality star, is parched with thirst. For the first time in a long time, she called the paparazzi to get her entire family in hopes a producer would give her another chance of a reality show.
Hmm.
Offspring, bad actress.
Oh, Tori Spelling.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That's why we watched that happen.
She came up for water. She showed up with no ring on. We talked about it last week. I said she's thirsty. And guess what? They showed up out and about as a whole family, including Dean McDermott this weekend.
Yeah, they went to a movie and ice cream in Calabasas.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first she was trying to make us talk about why he wasn't there.
Right.
Like he was the way shooting a film, which turns out, actually not a film. I think it was his TV series that he's on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there they are, all out and about to get some ice cream and go to the movies.
Oh, I would watch that show. Not at all.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm sad for her because I just don't think she knows what to do in life anymore. Like, she has exhausted all of her moves.
Yeah, I mean, but that's kind of her thing, right?
Like, kind of. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, I'm just really sad for Thomas Markle. And I want to tell you, I'm sad for him because I think he's being manipulated and I think he's making poor choices. And I just want to tell you, the latest that he's been spouting about his daughter.
Okay.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on MyTalk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
What up?
I'm just feeling real sad right now about Thomas Markle.
Oh.
He's just really not aware of how he sounds, and I don't know who I blame for this. If I blame Thomas Markle or if I blame the media outlets that continue to try to mine him for more.
Well, I like to blame people. So why don't you tell me the story and I'll tell you who to blame.
I like this. Okay, this is a good partnership right here. Okay, so Thomas Markle, who is, of course, the father of Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, he did an interview with 60 Minutes. And in it, he talked about, well, I don't know, whatever he felt like. But among other things, he talked about the fact that he has never met his grandchildren, that he and his daughter have not spoken for at least 3 years since they were married, or since she got married.
Can I clarify one thing?
Yeah, please.
Is this at Australian 60 Minutes?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Good, thank you for that.
This is not like...
This is not our 60 Minutes.
I stayed tried and true.
So explain the difference, because I don't know that everybody knows.
Well, Australian 60 Minutes seems to be like a big tabloid show. It would be like if TMZ were doing 60 Minutes.
Right. Or like if you use on Inside Edition.
Yeah, exactly.
A current affair.
So thank you for both of you. That was an unrehearsed imitation of the open to current affair, and I thought it was awfully good. Okay, so here's what he had to say. He says the following of not meeting his grandchildren, quote, "Of course it hurts. There are axe murderers in prison and their family comes to see them. I'm not an axe murderer. I made one dumb mistake and I've been punished for it. This show they've been on, they talk about compassion. There's no compassion for me, no compassion for my family, and no compassion for the world." Mm. Your thoughts, Brad?
Well, I think there's more than one lie in there. Because,
it's a string of lies.
Because I think the, like, what did he say? Because I did
one. I made one dumb mistake.
I kind of feel like probably Meghan Markle would say more than one dumb mistake.
I think we all have seen more than one mistake, right? So that's just what's been public. There was the publishing of the letter that she wrote. There are the numerous interviews he's done.
Also, just the like notion that like, but for Meghan Markle, my relationship with Meghan Markle would be amazing.
Right. Yeah, do the math on that.
Yeah, like a relationship isn't something you're owed.
Right.
It's just something you...
Well, thank you for actually saying that, because I want to read some more of his words, because I feel like that's basically what he's saying, is like, I'm owed a relationship.
I'm her father.
And I don't have to treat her kindly or well, which is sort of what he's saying with this, like, you know, I'm not an, like, axe murderers, you know. By the way, axe murderers?
Like, I love that's just a delightful. Like, it's either you or the axe murderer.
Right.
Which is not an image you want to put in people's head.
Right, exactly. He goes on to say, if I'd done something terribly wrong, that would be fine, but I haven't. But you have. So there's that. What are we doing over there? That's really interesting.
I picked up my phone and the paperclip is stuck to it.
Which, is there like a magnet in there?
How do they work?
That is really crazy.
I don't know what's going on. Okay. I'm sorry. Please
continue. Just had a little science experiment. Back to Thomas Markle. He says, all I can say is hopefully I eventually get to see these grandchildren mine. I'm a pretty good grandpa. I have things to say about Oprah Winfrey, for one. I think she's playing Harry and Meghan. I think she's using them to build her network and build her new shows. And I think she's taken advantage. Okay. Are we laughing yet? Anyone?
I mean, rolling our eyes repeatedly.
Right? I think she's taken advantage of a very weakened man and has gotten him to say things that you just shouldn't be saying on television. She's talking about Harry. I think Oprah Winfrey is using them to build her network and build her new shows, and she's taken advantage. I'm sorry, what are you doing right now, Thomas Markle?
Yeah.
Honey.
Right?
Yes. It's a battle of stories, right? It's a battle of public narratives. Like, there is a truth. Neither of us know what the real truth is in terms of, like, what led to the breakdown of their relationship. But you could listen to both sides and come to a conclusion, right?
Right.
But in just like storytelling world, like in a battle of stories, his story is dumb. Like, he just doesn't have a good story, because the story has, you can just poke holes left and right.
Right.
Like, though, you know, you could see wherein you could make a case that the things he is saying not are true, but they could have been true, but for the fact that we've seen it with our own eyes. Like we've seen what he's done, which means he doesn't seem very credible, which means I'm not very, you know, I don't want to listen to what he has to say with much other than passing, you know, eyebrow raising, you know, because it just doesn't pass the smell test.
It doesn't pass the smell test at all. And what's so frustrating about it is if indeed his relationship with his daughter was the thing that mattered the most to him, he would shut his mouth in public. He would stop doing these media tours and he would figure out how to be a decent person.
Yeah, you just go
and
away.
Make some amends, right?
And he would say, well, but I've been miscast and I have to speak my piece in order to get my side of the story out. No, there's no obligation to get your story out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you're being prevented from getting a job or anything because of your weird outbursts on the internet.
He does say, I mean, and it's true, he has had some health issues and he basically wanted to make it sound like that his health issues are the reason why Meghan and Harry should reach out to him. Here's the deal. He's sitting in a space of victimhood. And as long as he's doing that, he's never going to be able to repair his relationship with his daughter. But he's certainly not going to be able to repair it if he's out there like flapping his gums about their family, you know, junk.
I just tend to believe that if you're using your family for stories of a public nature, whether it's for good or for evil, then you like that. You take the good, you take the bad.
You take them both. And there you have the facts of life.
Like that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Be very careful because unintended consequences.
Yeah.
And people are going to start paying attention and caring about things beyond what you know, think you're doing. I just think the whole experience, I will say I don't understand why anybody would endeavor to do that, much less somebody who clearly looks like a buffoon. Even if he's not indeed a buffoon, I'm assuming there are some redeemable qualities to Mr. Markle.
Right.
He has a relationship with a child, at least.
His other daughter, for sure.
This just isn't making him look very good.
No, not at all. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, what are you secretly judging others about?
Ooh.
651-641-1071. What do you secretly judge others about? Secret. We'll take your calls after this. 651-641-1071 on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 1071.